his policy, Bill Gates' policy of truth, being honest over the last 40 years, that he wants power over the world government to depopulate you and your family. He even told the Wall Street Journal that, and the New York Times and the London Guardian that in 2009 when he made a little special tour about it all. And so now his policy of truth is causing him a really, really big problem, because folks understand what's really happening and they're facing the full horror because criminals like Bill Gates like to brag. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live October 3rd Sunday transmission. I'll be here for the next 2 hours, and then Harris Smith is coming in to host Sunday Live, 2 hours of live radio / TV. It only has 6 minutes of ads an hour instead of the customary 14 like syndicated radio and TV do when they are in this format. Again, I'm going to try to be as calm as I can here today, but we really should all just sit back for a moment and take a deep breath and cogitate or meditate or just think very deeply and very calmly and very serenely, so it'll soak in at a cerebral level, and then we have to make decisions at a cerebral level, and then emotionally, once we've made our decisions in a very calm way, use the emotions the good Lord gave us to very aggressively power our intellect against the globalist. You can intellectually decide that you're going to do something, like unscrew a despot's head, but then if you're going to do it physically, it takes the horsepower psychologically, mentally, and physically to actually break that neck quickly and easily. I just use that as a historical metaphor. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and I think we should all take stake of how many people the globalists have already killed and how many people they're going to kill and how many are already walking dead. People ask me, how do you take it, all the attacks on the news, all the lies, unprecedented judge in Texas saying, you don't get a jury trial, I'm just going to shut down InfoWars in violation of the Seventh Amendment. People ask themselves, how are you taking that? And that isn't even on the Richter scale, with the devastation and the death and the pain and the suffering and the economic crises, the dollar devaluation, the global currency devaluations we're seeing, the short supply of staple goods and of energy around the world. I'm not just telling you what's coming now and then it happens next week. I told you years ago what was going to happen, and I told you 20 months ago in early February what we'd be seeing by the fall and winter of 2021, and it's here. So I don't take any pleasure in that. I've got the globalist battle plan here. And people are finally figuring out, whether it's Glenn Beck or whether it's Steven Crowder or whether it's Joe Rogan or whether it's Tucker Carlson or whether it's anybody else that's against, you know, this corrupt leftist movement, that the left is only the foot soldiers of a scientific corporate elite that are taking over the whole planet and preparing to bankrupt the world currencies to, on its ashes, bring in their global carbon tax and their global reset. And so it's a good thing that the intellectual resistance to the leftist movement is awake now, but can we wake Congress up? Can we wake the governors up? Because if we don't move against this, we're going to go through hellish pain. Already it's going to be stratospherically bad. So I'm ready to deal with this. I'm not happy about it, but I've got my soul lined up with God and I can deal with it. When the general public figures out and feels the pain, but when they figure out how much trouble they're in, it's going to be explosive, and it's going to be hellish, and it's going to be dangerous. That's exactly what Klaus Schwab has been playing the whole time. Only full awakening to it and getting right with God can save us. My business model is very, very simple. I want to bring you products that work really, really well at affordable prices that are competitive, so that you'll shop with us and so we form a relationship, so we're able to stay on air and fight the globalist and have good products that make us healthy, make us wiser, that boost our immune system. And that's what we've done. Now, one area of the immune system we don't talk enough about is deep restful sleep. You can look it up for yourself. The effects of deep restful sleep on health and the immune system. And so with everything we're doing out there to boost our immune system with vitamin D and zinc and all of it, that's great. But deep restful sleep is just as important, maybe more important. So InfoWarsStore.com now can announce 50% off on our best-selling product, Down and Out, that just came back in after 4 months being sold out. It's 50% off. It's super strong, so be careful with it. If you want deep, restful sleep, this will do it. Everybody loves it. Five stars. InfoWarsStore.com, Down and Out, now back in stock, 50% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I want everybody to brace yourselves, and I really want everybody to then let this show can decide what you're going to do about it. But we have Mike Adams, who's a great engineer and a very smart man, joining us to break down a lawyer who's prominent, who just pointed out and put a story out that's gone viral, and Mike Adams expanded on it. With the Pentagon's AI, main AI project that was monitoring COVID-19 worldwide, but particularly in the U.S., that was launched last April, and its findings. And the findings are very conclusive that the individuals that have taken the mRNA injections that they call vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, are having their immune systems erased within 5 to 6 months, and then are developing ADE. And ADE is something you don't want. Because if you come in contact with any other type of cold virus, you have a violent cytokine storm and generally die. And when they see this happen, they're claiming it's COVID killing you, and they're blaming the unvaccinated. But it's all in the Pentagon report. We've got the slideshow from the Pentagon. And Mike Adams joins us coming up in T-minus 24 minutes to go over that. We also have a lot of huge news on the economy and the so-called spending budget that is almost $4 trillion that gives hundreds of billions of dollars to Democrat operatives on the streets to steal elections and basically sow racial division. We've got all that, but it's okay. House Budget Committee Chairman says the federal government can, quote, afford anything, and that money is unlimited. That's a real video, a real quote, and we're going to talk about what that really means. It means food shortages. It means collapse of civilizations. It means Venezuela. When they start telling you in Weimar, Germany in the 1920s, or they start telling you in the 1990s in Zimbabwe, Africa, or they start telling you in the 2000s in places in South America, like Venezuela, that they got plenty of money and that money's unlimited, the government can, quote, do anything, candy bar the door, you're going to see what's already happening. Food prices exploding, commodity prices exploding, long lines. It's really bad in Europe, really bad in Australia, really bad in the UK. And they're now saying food shortages throughout Christmas and basically no Christmas. And CNN blames America in a headline, "How America Ruined Christmas." If we would have just all taken our shots, our third and fourth shots, we would have all saved the world. Everything's our fault. Aren't they nice folks over at CNN? I thought it was Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. That's all coming up. And the crew makes a good point. They put up an article from last year in the New York Times. Oh, instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us as global food crisis looms. Back then, they said 287 million people went to the verge of starvation. An extra 20-plus million did die. New numbers are out. Looks like another 40 million extra will die this year. So that's 60 million people Klaus Schwab killed with the lockdowns and the people wearing masks and saying they were heroes and staying in. Because when the first world shuts down, the third world dies. They die. And then those that live flood us and flood over our borders. And we've got, it's now 80,000 documented coming towards the border. Another 10,000 or so over a few days are coming across just from Haiti. But an 80,000 just broke through Thursday across the Guatemala border, UN directed. 80,000 the Mexican government confirms. 80,000 marching and taking UN buses up to the Texas border. Rather than broken up and same number again, 80%, I'm not kidding, pull it up, 80, so I'm not saying 80,000, 80%, 80,000 are now coming, and of the 40,000 or so that already got here in the last month, 80%, you can look it up, Biden administration releases 80% of the 80,000, so you do the math, that's more than 60,000 right there for you. So simply incredible. Right now, let's just dive into the COVID worldwide police state news. Representative Adam Schiff says YouTube ban on vaccine skepticism doesn't go far enough. Any criticism, including local news or even doctors showing you the inserts of regular vaccines and the side effects, you're not allowed as a consumer or a doctor to have consumer reports. All of it's banned. This is what Facebook said 2 years ago about me. They said, no positive Alex Jones, only negative. That was an actual statement. Same thing here. Only positive stuff about vaccines, all vaccines, not just this mRNA gene therapy, but real vaccines like measles, mumps, rubella, experimental vaccines that are killing people for HIV, you name it, for Ebola. You are not to post an article about it or talk about it. It's so good for you. No, they admit it can kill you. Continuing, Twitter censors obituary of COVID vaccine victim. The doctors confirm she died of a heart attack. The young woman, the young mother, 30 years old when she took the shot. And they just said that's not allowed. So you can go read the screenshots of them being restricted and blocked for yourself. But she's dead now. Heart attack. It says on the insert, up until a few months ago, there was nothing on the inserts, remember? But now it says, oh, myocarditis and a bunch of other forms of heart attacks. Oh, and here's another one for you. Denver police officer and father of four takes the jab and now cannot walk. But that's okay. You know, it's for the greater good, right? Newsom unleashes mass culling of America's children. California Governor Gavin Newsom has done the unthinkable, ignored the research, ignored the deaths, ignored the doctors and parents that will rise up like a firestorm in the next few days, weeks, and months as he moves against the children. And that's to give vaccine liability protection. Because first it was experimental, now that's expiring. So they lie and say, oh, it's approved when it's not. They've approved the official vaccine in 2025. It's all sleight of hand. But by him mandating it for children at a state level, it kicks in emergency authorization. Rick Perry did something really bad, and Rick Perry's better than these guys, but when he approved the Gardasil experimental shot 14 years ago that had killed people in other countries, live virus vaccine, and then when he recommended it, made it, quote, sanctioned, but it wasn't forced, but it was on the list of what they want you to take to go to school, and they try to lie and say you have to, but that didn't give liability protection to the drug in the United States, and it caused a lot of deaths and problems, and now you don't see him pushing Gardasil shots, do you? Continuing, though, video, healthcare workers burn scrubs in protest of New York vaccine mandate out in the streets by the thousands. Gee, don't listen to nurses and doctors that have seen 9-10 months of the vaccine killing people here in the U.S. and maiming them. No, they were the heroes before, right? But now they're not. And Brazil's Bolsonaro is what I wish Trump would have been. Brazil's Bolsonaro unchained. If you accept this vaccination passport, it will lead to population control and eugenics. That story up on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, also NationalFile.com. And Fauci says unvaccinated should not be able to work or go to school in a new statement on Face the Nation. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, here's the AP. Israel tightens COVID green pass rules, sparking protest. Oh, look at this. They took the first two shots, and now Israel has the highest rates of deaths and illnesses in the world, over 90% injected, vaccinated. And now, booster jab every 6 months, 1.5 million double-dosed and recovered Israelis, people that actually got sick from the shots, lose green pass privileges as stricter COVID-19 rules kick in. Oh, stricter rules that you'll put in your body what we say, when we say, of experimental injections or now you can't go outside. And if you compare Israel to Sweden or Palestine or anywhere that's much lower vaccine rates, they have the highest rate in the world compared to other places like them. Large countries that do not have high vaccination rates, they have very low illness rates. Here's some of the numbers from Israel. You can see Sweden compared. They've got 1/10 the cases and illnesses that Israel has. And they're protesting all over Europe. Freedom without certificates. Thousands protest against COVID passports and planned vaccine mandates in Romania. That's all up on Infowars.com. Very, very important. But, oh, SNL and Hollywood looking down its nose at us, does a skit making fun of parents protesting forced injections for their children to go to school and the fact that it's color of law and you don't have to. They're trying to make it actually a law and a mandate, but nobody's passed a law yet. It's all just bureaucracies and media and the executive branch and drug companies ordering you what to do and a bunch of Hollywood trash making fun of you when I can assure you Hollywood's exempt and so is Congress and so is the CDC. Look it up. They're exempt, but you're not. You're a slave. It's all coming up on the other side. Stay with us.
If you think the tyranny and oppression we're living under now is bad, wait till they've got their world ID in. And that's exactly what the COVID passports are all about. And Klaus Schwab and the UN and all the other globalist leaders' own words, they admit that once they've got you with that system, then they're going to carbon tax you everywhere you go and track what you do. And publicly, they're saying they're going to decide when you can travel and when you can't travel. And MasterCard and all the other big companies are currently announcing they're going to track what you do and where you go and tax you with a carbon tax for it. This is the holy grail of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the takeover, and humanity better wake up and say no. Finally, folks are starting to wake up. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and others are leading the charge, along with InfoWars. But it's not enough. Every individual has to not comply, and we have to talk about bringing the globalists to justice. You see, they need the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees, because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, or during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days. 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Friday. I'm here live on air, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Only way this dog hunts and gets out of the phantom zone of censorship is when you take action and tell strangers and friends and neighbors and coworkers and family and everybody else about the broadcast that lives at freeworldnews.tv, infowars.com/show. So I just read you a lot of really important news. But coming up next segment, we're going to show you the Pentagon documents and the Pentagon report and the Pentagon PowerPoint published by the Pentagon. And a lead lawyer, Thomas Renz, who is currently the lead counsel in three of the major big national lawsuits, is filing this as his evidence. And it's very clear. I've shown it to medical doctors. I've shown it to statisticians. And it's all right there. It's all in what the Pentagon released with their big COVID AI analysis program. And it's also what we see in the October report by the CDC before they even approved the vaccine. They'd already done some secretive trials in the UK, and it was causing heart attacks. And they said this will probably cause myocarditis, heart swelling, and also straight-up heart attacks. So that's going on. And so when you have a heart attack and die, whether you're 12 years old or whether you were, you know, Hank Aaron and were 80 years old or whatever, 79 years old, they just try to suppress that fact. So that's what's coming out. And, yeah, this came out months ago, but now even more information has come out. 50,000 patients died soon after, within 14 days after getting COVID-19 vaccine, says whistleblower. That's why the CDC doesn't count somebody who dies from the COVID-19 vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, in the first 14 days. They count it as unvaccinated. But that's during the period that if it's going to kill you quick, it's going to kill you. So if you're a radio listener, understand everything I'm saying we're putting on screen. Don't believe a word I say. Go check it out for yourself. That's why the system's constantly trying to demonize us and constantly trying to shut us down and has gotten rid of my due process. Is because they are dismantling this country. This country is in a war for its survival. And if Congress and others don't fully wake up to it, it's over. I can tell you that I talked to basically all the top talk show hosts in the country. I mean, all the top ones, the top five I talked to, and they're all totally awake now. They've all checked it all out. They know it's all true. They're doing as much as they can to bring this out. But if the governors and the people in the legislatures and the Republican leadership don't get hardcore, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to start doing civil disobedience and things just to bring this out so much that it forces it out, because we're under UN global corporate attack. That's what the Great Reset is. And the Congress and the FBI is all prepared for a foreign state enemy when the main state is Facebook and Twitter and Google and the Chi-Coms and all these big consortiums of power. And take Big Pharma. The central banks are the most powerful. They're the private shareholders of the European, U.S., Australian, New Zealand, Canadian banks. They issue the currency and credit. The federal government doesn't. And they own Big Pharma. That's the second largest combine. And then it's defense, and then it's media, and so on. And former Australian member of parliament says Pfizer and AstraZeneca paid lobbyists to direct Australia's leaders to push vaccine mandates. Video. Well, I don't need him to tell me that. It's true. They've spent billions in the U.S. in the last decade buying up the politicians, billions in Europe, and hundreds of millions in Australia. And that's why when Pfizer CEO came on TV a month ago and he said, I don't care if the two top scientists quit at the FDA over these shots, we're going to have boosters. And 3 weeks later, they did. I don't care what the scientists on the CDC and FDA board say, even if it's in law that we follow what they say. It's going to happen. And Fauci said it's going to happen, too. It is. Because they are bought and paid for. And the Justice Department won't indict them, so that's where we are. We're literally in the hands of a big pharma cartel that's merged with big tech. Big tech is heavily invested in all this. And that's why YouTube, all of them come out and said, there will be no criticism of any vaccine. And now there are, hell, maybe if a drug makes you have a heart attack, you can't talk about it. It already happens with the shots. So you can find that video at Infowars.com. It's also on GatewayPundit.com. A former Australian member of parliament came out and said Pfizer and AstraZeneca are paying lobbyists to direct Australia's leaders to push vaccine mandates. Clive Palmer, leader of the United Australia Party, claimed outside New South Wales premier was told she would be charged with a corruption probe if she impose a vaccine mandate. And it turns out that, yeah, that's why the New South Wales lady stepped down, was she was openly getting reportedly over $1 million herself from Big Pharma to do this. And we're not just talking about for campaign money, folks. We mean paid. That's how you get a lockstep operation. I mean, what has Bill Gates done for 30 years? It's mainstream news. He spent over $100 billion of tax-exempt money and government money he got, just like Soros doesn't spend his own money. Soros gets State Department money to run his refugee operations. Well, Gates got Ford and Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundation money and all his money tax-exempt and then a bunch of taxpayer money to then go out and buy up all of the major health departments and national health institutes around the world. He got kicked out of more than 30 countries, including India, for running illegal secret vaccine testing that killed people. Look this up. And now they just bum rush everybody with the COVID fear into doing this and think they've committed a crime so big we'll never wake up to it. Wayne Root, very smart talk show host, big article on Gateway Pundit, says it's time for civil disobedience. Here's how we stop Biden vaccine mandates. And I agree with this article. In fact, I want to tell the crew, post that article or link to it, please, in the live show feed today. You know, every day we have a show headline for the live show feed that we post. You can share in today's headline just says there's a global awakening happening and incredible things unfolding. Tune in to find out how you can be part of the solution. And please tune in and share the link. There it is. Sunday Live. Incredible world developments are taking place. Tune in to be part of the future. And more on that page every day that's on the front page, that's a new page, we'll add certain key things that I cover on the show under it. And one of them is going to be this battle plan for peaceful civil disobedience. Now, we're going to come back and hit the COVID news. That's the biggest ever. I mean, this is the Pentagon confirming what all the top scientists have been screaming. And let that sink in. It's not theoretical that if you take these shots, it's going to cause this syndrome where your body then attacks itself and it's fatal a large portion of the time, around half the time, because you just keep getting sick, having autoimmune responses that are extremely violent, like the 1917 Spanish flu was a similar natural occurrence of this, where you've been exposed to a virus, but then the next time you're exposed to a similar virus, you just have a huge autoimmune response and your lungs fill with water and you swell up. It's like once you've been stung by a bee and then you have a overreaction to the bee. So this is just unbelievable. It's what happened in rats and similar studies we covered ad nauseum. So that's coming up. And then Democrats have been caught in giant false flag attacks, giant stage stories, giant hoaxes. We're not supposed to question big events, but a lot of the time they're totally staged. So I've got two big ones after Mike Adams leaves us, including Roe v. Wade. Did you know it's now admitted and they've released the documents and they've gone public, including the woman that filed Roe v. Wade? And it turns out it was all fake. She was not raped. She did not abort a baby illegally. And the baby is now 50 years old and has gone public. But that's only part of the false flags by Democrats. Black woman masquerading as KKK Klan member terrorized neighbors and finally got caught by the cops in the act. That's all coming up. So just every day we've got new false flag news for you on the left. They don't want me to question them, but I'm going to question them. A month ago, we sold out of our first shipment in only 3 days. It is BrainForce Ultra, the cleanest, purest energy you're going to find anywhere. And now we got a big shipment in, and I'm offering it at 50% off yet again. You need to experience this for yourself, and I know you're going to be hooked. It's got guarana seed, alpha GPC, green coffee bean, elethra root, uramate leaf, green tea leaves, ginkgo leaf, ashwagandha root, and more. Experience the power of BrainForce Ultra at 50% off. It comes in a liquid with a dropper, take it under the tongue, and it hits me faster than any other natural energy product I've ever tried. Get yours today at 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And I love taking BrainForce Ultra along with Ultra 12, B12, and Winter Sun Vitamin D3, which is key for your immune system, your body, your libido, everything. When you take these products together in synergy, it is a game changer. So take up the BrainForce Ultra Challenge today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The COVID-19 face diaper is a symbol of subservience, a symbol of slavery, a symbol of the chains that the medical tyranny combine controlled by the global private corporations has put in place. It is the symbol
of the permanent emergency from which we will never emerge. It is the symbol that we are diseased and evil and bad and must cover our diseased criminal faces from the light of the sun. It is the symbol of our complete and total absolute surrender to evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are crossing the Rubicon now. The entire future destiny of humanity is upon us. Klaus Schwab and the UN admit they're coming out with implantable microchips as part of the world ID and carbon taxes. Things only get worse from here if we submit. They only get better if we resist and say no. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are living in the most historic times of human history. There's no doubt about that. And we're all being put into an anti-human psychological warfare test by completely divorced from God, satanic behavioral psychologist and the mega bank owners that are financing them. We are seeing the elites of the planet, if you use that term for them, in open war against civilization. Fauci says you can't go visit your family this Christmas because of COVID that he cooked up in a lab. But Hollywood doesn't have to wear their mask at their big galas. And when they see Biden on 9/11 with hundreds of other bureaucrats behind the stage, they weren't wearing masks. They only put them on for public consumption. It's all a fraud. While they block the real vitamins and minerals and drugs that they know would protect you. Mike Adams joins us. He did a great job reporting on a story that broke Thursday evening. A lot of different angles to it. He went with the angle of AI-powered DOD data analysis program named Project Solace. Shatters official vaccine narrative, shows ADE accelerating in the fully vaccinated with each passing week. And there's other angles to it, but ADE is the big one. And again, for people that saw this and didn't follow the links, I have a whole stack of articles here that I'll show TV viewers first. This is from mainstream news. This is from the Pentagon's own site. Effectiveness of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines against the Delta variant
amongst 5.6 million Medicare beneficiaries 65 years and older. This is a particular study. Came out September 28, 2021. It got discovered by a lawyer that's involved in these lawsuits against them, and it's now come out. So this is put out by the Pentagon. Here's articles about it from mainstream news. Pentagon AI tool for battling coronavirus holds lessons for war. That's September last year. Pentagon will use AI to predict panic buying COVID-19 hotspots April of last year. JAICs, that's the Pentagon's new project, Solace, links up supply chain data in the fight against coronavirus. Where it counts, U.S. leads in artificial intelligence, DOD news. Okay, so this is a real thing. Here it is. And, oh, you're not seeing this in the news, though. Now, suddenly, they're quiet about Project Solace because of what it's found. So for people that don't know what this ADE is and how it was predicted by all the top experts and how it's now confirmed to be here, Mike Adams is going to lay this out and talk about the ramifications of what the study shows, because each week it wanes in its effectiveness and your immune system becomes more not just your some of your cells lowered, your T cells, your killer cells are deactivated. That's a side issue. Other antibodies are turned way up, and that's what ADE is. So Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, a great engineer, great researcher, has got the best analysis of this out there. Tell us what this means.
Well, first of all, Alex, this is OSINT, or open source intelligence, right? So this has been on the Humetrics website as of Friday. It was still live on there. I don't know if it's there now, but this is DOD. This is their JAIC, their artificial intelligence program. So no one can argue that this is not some secret source somewhere. This is open source intelligence. What it shows, a couple of very important things. One is that the negative side effects from the vaccine get worse over time with each passing week. And so the negative outcomes, which includes hospitalizations and ICU outcomes as well as deaths, it's very bad at 3 to 4 months, but it roughly doubles in about 6 months. Now, this looks like a flatline projection. So if we continue to project this out further in time to, let's say, 9 months or 12 months, which is coming up in our immediate future, it looks like this is going to triple the 3 month negative effects, or perhaps quadruple the 3 month negative effects at 12 months. And it looks like, Alex, that we're going to see probably, this is just my estimation, this is not in the report, but by my estimation, we're going to see millions of Americans suffering severe hospitalizations and deaths over the next 6 months due to the vaccines. So that's where we are.
Please continue, Mike.
Okay. So the other major finding of this report is that the number one most important factor that reduced serious complications over time was to have a previous COVID-19 infection. So this document actually confirms that natural immunity is the number one best protective effect against negative outcomes following vaccination. Let me state that in a little bit different way, because I know it sounds odd, but
a lot of people are taking the vaccines even though they've already had the illness and been sick. And so what we're finding is people that naturally already had it, even though this injection has compromised them and set them up for death, the body is so smart it's able to figure it out if it's already been in contact with it, because it's the vaccine itself creating that in the body. Is that right?
Well, yes, that's part of it. But recognize that if here's the weird
start
logic.
Start over. This is really important. Okay. This is really important.
Yeah. If you plan to get vaccinated, according to these data put out by the DOD, the number one thing that you can do to survive the vaccine is to get COVID before you take the vaccine. That's in the data. That's what it shows. So for those people who have been infected and then they get the vaccine, they are probably likely to have lower incidence of negative outcomes versus people who never had any infection and then they got
the
vaccine.
And the report says that. Shows how incredible our body is. It gets it. It learns how. It later gets the deadly vaccine and then isn't as apt to go into the ADE.
Yeah, exactly. But also notice the last slide of this, slide 17. It also shows the ethnic groups that are most affected by this. That's slide 17, and it shows that Native Americans have the highest rate of increased odds of negative outcomes. So if you're Native American and you're getting this vaccine, you have about a 1.5 times higher risk of death and negative side effects compared to Caucasians. If you're Hispanic, it's about a roughly 1.3 to 1.4 times greater odds. If you're Black, it's something more like 1.25, roughly in that range. But the point is, this vaccine has ethnic effects that, you know, there have been many people out there warning about the possibility of this vaccine being a biological weapon. For example, you know, Louis Farrakhan warning about this. And I have to say, whether or not you agree with Louis Farrakhan on other things, this theory is plausible based on these data. It does have a different effect based on the ethnic background of the person being infected. So there's no other way to interpret this. Again, it's not some super secret data source. This is data straight out of the DOD and the Humetrics platform, which is the data aggregation and monitoring platform that Medicare uses to monitor long-term effects or health outcomes based on specific medical interventions.
That's right. Let's take our time and explain that. Your article at naturalnews.com does it. It's on InfoWars.com. You have links right to the Pentagon's own subgroup site. It's there. This is real. You can find articles about how they're doing it. So this is confirmed. This just broke Friday or Thursday. This is just now starting to come out, and it's what we already see in the real numbers. It's what we've already been reporting as you know, people reading the news and talking to scientists. This just confirms it with AI scanning millions of people.
That's right. 5.6 million people in this group, and the data projections are very clear. And again, this is enhanced by the same artificial intelligence system that the DOD is using to try to project supply line shortages, which, by the way, we got to talk about that next segment. The supply line, I mean, this is a wartime embargo against the United States, in my view, not letting the ships dock, causing food shortages, lots of scarcity, famine.
This is Build Back Better. And CNN says it's our fault. We are the reason. No, it's Fauci and Bill Gates and the UN.
Yeah, exactly. And we are facing a real dark winter. That's their plan. That's their engineering. But a dark winter die-off, Alex. And the other thing to keep in mind is that the CDC gathers census data on aggregate deaths in America. But their data sets can be about 2 years behind schedule. So they're not going to tell us the truth about the excess mortality caused by vaccines in 2021 until about 2023. So they're going to try to bury this for as long as possible and tell you that, no, you didn't see your neighbor die. You didn't see a relative die after taking the vaccine. No, that was the variant. So,
and it also shows how desperate they are that not just me, but all over, Democrat courts are getting rid of due process for conservatives and nationalists. They are going for broke. This is a foreign multinational takeover. Mike Adams is our guest. We're going to come back and recap this. And then I was on the same simpatico with Mike. I want to get into supply chain breakdowns all over the Western world and what that means straight ahead. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong, and we are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support, because it keeps us on the air.
I have the greatest sense of loss deep in my heart, deep in my soul, I've ever had in my 47 years on this planet. I've had a lot of loss, like everybody else has. And it's because it's a loss of ancestral freedom that so many people fought and died and bled and sweat for. And now we're just throwing it all away. And I see the general public in a medically induced, scientifically induced, behavioral, psychologically controlled trance. And I know we're being fed into this globalist meat grinder, and it's so incredibly sad. But this is the process of birth and then growth and then falling apart and then degenerating and collapsing and then coming back to life again. It's just the globalists are actively trying to steer and control this process of decadence and collapse to actually end the species as we know it.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. I have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear a mask, and I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slaves. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Cobra. We'll remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Mike Adams with us 15 minutes to the next hour. And we're going to get into Democrats caught again in major false flag attacks, including KKK attacks, rape attacks, you name it. That's even Newsweek reporting on that. I'm going to be getting to that coming up after Mike leaves us. And then Harrison Smith's going to host Sunday Live tonight. He's got so much to cover, so many clips, so many calls. But I want to finish up with this and then get into the supply chain, because Mike, you're a major business owner. You supply a lot of things around the world and the country. You're very prolific like we are. You experience what we experience trying to get high quality products for your supplements and other things. Sometimes we're selling a lot of stuff 6-8 months because we won't cut quality or buy it from China. So I want to talk about that here in a few minutes, but just going back to this, because we could talk 10 hours about this, to have the Pentagon's main AI program that's all over the news, monitoring deaths, monitoring what's happening. And then they just put out a report, what it does. And they're honest about it, but no political statements are in it. And it says that you're way more likely to die if you've had these shots, that it's erasing your regular immune system and then making your immune system turn way up, though, if it comes into contact with a similar virus, not just COVID, but any other coronavirus. I mean, for those that don't know historically what this means and why all these top scientists were warning about ADE, you should probably spend some time on that.
Well, this is following exactly what people like Sherry Tenpenny warned about, and also Dr. Richard M. Fleming, who you've had on, I think, yesterday as well. This is what the animal studies showed when they tried to develop a vaccine for SARS coronavirus variants early on, many years ago. This is why the animals were dying. So there's really no surprises in this. The surprise would be if people weren't dying from this vaccine. Everything that's showing is tracking right along with our worst fears, and it means that we're probably headed for a real die-off dark winter. They're going to try to cover it up desperately, but they won't be able to stop it. So, Alex, their strategy is going to be, what do they blame? Instead of the vaccine, they're going to have to blame the unvaccinated, even if they get more and more, a higher percentage of the American public to be vaccinated, they're going to still have to blame the unvaccinated. But, yeah, antibody-dependent enhancement. This is a very real phenomenon. It is kicking in. And don't forget that Delta is not the last variant. they probably have. Remember the EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA and the coverage of that by Drastic, that organization? And they confirmed there were hundreds of variants of SARS-CoV-2 that had been created through the NIH Fauci funding of that whole operation. So, folks, this has only just begun.
And I figured, Mike, we didn't talk before you came on about what you'd all the details, but I'd have it ready for you. The London Telegraph, Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bat caves, leaked papers reveal, with nanotech to burrow through the skin and the lungs, which you and General Flynn and Dr. Bartlett have been saying for now 6-8 months, clearly is happening the way it's regionally hitting Texas, Missouri, regionally hitting South Dakota, regionally hitting Florida when we had the lowest numbers. And the experts in the Pentagon told me, they said, Alex, we can't tell you how we know this, but I had Dr. Bartlett tell me this a while ago off air, and now he's confirmed that on air, that, you know, he talked to Flynn, and Flynn was, you know, the head of operations in 2017 and had access to this. By the way, Flynn's going to be in studio soon. I'm going to leave it at that. And Flynn was telling people off record just, you know, 6 months ago, was saying, hey, they're spraying this out on the public. This isn't being naturally spread. They're releasing a nanotech form of the virus. And now that's in their own Peter Daszak reports from Fauci to the Pentagon, trying to get them to spend $14 million on this in 2017. So that's why Flynn knew about this, but didn't say it was classified. He just said, I think that's what's happening. And now it's come out. So this is, again, beyond bombshell.
And once again, we are citing now public documents. So what you're referring to is absolutely correct. They talked about aerosolized vaccination, and that was in the proposal, the EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA, which DARPA rejected because even DARPA said this is too crazy. But understand, they were talking about skin-penetrating toxic nanoparticles, which were the spike proteins. And again, when they say aerosolized vaccination, what they mean is an aerosolized release. So can they do aerosolized releases of these toxic nanoparticles this coming winter? Could they release this in the United States? Could they target a particular city? Have they already done so in the past? Personally, this is my opinion, Alex, but I believe they've already done so, and I think they're planning to do so again, and I think they are going to continue to commit genocide against the not just the American people, but everybody around the world to try to drive people into the vaccines while they're crashing the economy and causing widespread suffering and death and destitution.
And as we said 20 months ago here on air, they will then blame the unvaccinated for the vaccinated dying and others, but to cover it up, they'll then just spray the general public, like my dad and countless others, and almost kill them. And then now we have General Flynn again telling folks a year ago and 6 months ago and 3 months ago privately, no, these are nanoparticles being sprayed by them that they developed and with the Chi-Coms. And now we have the documents where they did it. I mean, we have them, Mike, and so it's incredible.
Well, and don't forget the military replacement strategy that's now in play with Governor Hochul announcing she's firing all the nurses, the hospital workers who were unvaccinated last year and they were fine. Now this year, they're being fired. They're taking the people with natural immunity who would be the most qualified to function in a hospital environment, and they're kicking them to the curb and then bringing in National Guard military troops in New York City. Well, this model, Alex, is going to be replicated across the country with first responders. So as they start to fire police officers, sheriff's deputies, ambulance drivers, paramedics, EMTs, and so on, guess who's going to replace them, at least in the blue states? It's going to be National Guard, i.e. military troops driving the ambulances, military troops driving the gasoline.
And they're getting us used to martial law. This is all the lockdowns or martial law drills. 20 months ago, we predicted after the lockdowns, by the next winter, they would have troops in the streets because it's a formula. They've already done it in Australia. And here's the headline, How America Ruined Christmas. Oh, it's our fault. We didn't take all the shots. That's why the ships won't come off from China. Oh, Build Back Better, the UN Klaus Schwab Great Reset Statement. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Hillary and them are so happy, because they are just ruthless killers. No, it's not America that's to blame. It's the COVID-19 Great Reset of Klaus Schwab, ladies and gentlemen.
My prediction is people are going to see troops on the streets by Christmas, and they're going to see bodies piling up in certain areas, of course, with a false narrative stating, no, it couldn't have been the vaccines, but this is what we're going to see. This is the winter die-off. This is the sort of soft coup military replacement of the infrastructure of first responders and medical workers, and even you may have even at some point troops in certain areas at grocery stores checking your vaccine passports before you're allowed to come in and shop for food. And in Israel, they've already announced that people who had two vaccines but not the third one are no longer have your freedom. Your green pass is revoked. You're only a double vaxxer, not a triple vaxxer. And then that's going to get updated to quadruple vaxxers soon, and then the triple vaxxers will be revoked. You're going to have to keep getting injected with spike proteins until you die or you stand up and say enough. But by that time, how much damage have you undergone? Do you have a vascular system remaining? Do you even have a neurological system that's still functioning? And by the way, sorry, Alex, if I'm running on here, but we're seeing more vaccidents as well. The tow truck drivers and the ambulance drivers, they know all across America, they're responding to more and more traffic accidents. These are caused by people having blood clots, you know, the microclots, as they're driving and they're losing.
Oh, the British government came out and said record heart attacks, blood clots up 25%, heart attacks up 25% from the blood clots. And exactly now when there's mass death at the hospital, the military will be there to control it. It's a martial law atmosphere. We're being inducted into the Great Reset, into the communist takeover.
That's right, and almost sorry to bring this up, but you know where this is going with Joe Biden signing the executive order that says they can take you away for a measles infection. To your listeners, do you realize that the CDC can declare a measles outbreak in an entire area? They can say this neighborhood has measles.
And that is the shielding area where they're going to, quote, lock everybody else down to protect them from a, quote, neighborhood.
And they can take you out of your homes. They can put you in a green zone camp that they've described on their own website.
And by the way, this has already happened in Australia, and they're only ratcheting up there. The documents came out permanent. They tend to have millions of the population live in camps basically forever. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Stay there. Folks, this is not a drill. You know it's not a game now. I can tell you that I've been around other big national talk show hosts and others. Everybody knows it's the end. Everybody understands this. And I feel so sorry for the public. That's when people ask, hey, they say you lost your lawsuit. You don't get a jury trial. People go, that's unconstitutional, Seventh Amendment. They don't care. They've all been told the country's going down, and they think they're the winners. But, of course, they won't. Everybody in the system that served it is going down as well. In fact, they're most of the people that have taken the shots. It's going to be Democrats dying in mass from the injections they've taken. I mean, this is biblical. Get right with God. Get prepared. Get ready, because this is going down. This is going down. This is the reality. You've got to read the article. You've got to understand what the ADE is. You've got to warn everybody you know. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. And any one of these broadcasts could be our last, okay? I hope we're going to still be here in a year or a month, but we don't know. So don't take anything for granted. Warn everyone you know now. You are the Paul Revere's.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, because we wouldn't bow, because the left which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago. We learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are now back live. Some stations don't care this first 5 minutes of each hour. We're going to get into the designed Great Reset that's already starving the third world to death, collapsing their population. The UN then organizes to invade us. And then here already the major shortages here that are even worse in Europe, Australia, and, of course, right there in the UK. We're going to show you some video of the big food lines and the prime minister admitting that next segment. But, Mike, everything we predicted last year unfolded. Now we're here laying this out. This is clearly their cover for the world collapse to bring in the world ID based around the vaccine passport. What can the average person do to lessen the blow? What can Congress do? Because I see great people like Rand Paul and others. They don't seem to know how much danger we're all in. He's confronting Fauci. He's talking about illegal spying, you know. But they're still operating from their cocoon like everything's okay, but it's not okay. I mean, everything's falling apart, and the hospitals are now full of the vaccinated who are seriously ill.
I'm not sure they realize how close we are to the end of the American empire, period. The end of the dollar. Once you see, the only way that they're keeping this going and the way that Biden is bribing all of the Democrat groups to carry out more voter fraud on the ground is through money printing. So the money printing allows them to distribute these trillions of dollars. They call it, you know, a COVID stimulus. But of course, as you know, almost none of it goes to anything related to COVID. This just goes, it gets funneled into other groups to keep the Democrats in power. So once the money printing machine stops, it will be, of course, catastrophic for the nation. It would mean the end of America, as we know it, at least. It would perhaps parallel in many ways the Soviet empire collapse of 1991. Which began as a default on debt 3 days earlier. Of course, that's a simplification of it, but that was a big part of it. But once the money machine stops, they can no longer bribe everybody to keep playing along with the Democrats. Even the CDC would run out of money to keep bribing celebrities to push vaccines, for example.
And so, Mike, let's be clear. It's obviously the globalist above it all maneuvering us and others into a collapse. Europe can't get coal. China can't get coal because the money's devalued and they've been shutting down coal production. I mean, we can see the mega corporations are orchestrating this collapse.
It's going to be an engineered famine situation, a release of another bioweapon, an energy collapse resulting in at least regional power grid disruptions, and then followed by, at the worst possible time, in my opinion, they're going to cause an economic catastrophe, which may be bank holidays. It may eventually be the actual collapse of the dollar itself, but we can't know the timing, so I'm not making that prediction for this winter. It's just we know that's inevitable. It's going to happen, and they're probably going to end up printing $1 trillion a week before very long. So, you know, $3.5 trillion they're talking about right now, they may cut that to $2 trillion, but it's trillions a month at this point. It's going to be $1 trillion a week soon, and then the blowout, it's just inevitable. It's very close.
And that's why they're getting troops on the streets and getting us used to hearing the Americans are the terrorists and those that question open borders are the terrorists. We've got 80,000, this is mainline news, the Mexican government says, from Haiti marching towards the Texas border now. They're releasing 80% of those that have already gotten here. I mean, this is going to be incredible.
Well, I also think the most important survival strategy for the red states like Texas and Florida is nullification. And you saw Nebraska the other day, the governor of Nebraska announced they would not honor the attempted new IRS rule of reporting transactions over $600. That's a nullification. What Texas needs to do, in my opinion, is to nullify the FDA, legalize ivermectin, save the lives of the people of Texas. Joe Biden's waging war against the red states, even with restrictions of monoclonal antibodies, for example, which will produce more casualties. We now have reached I wouldn't quite call it a civil war. I would call it a nullification stage for survival. Texas must take hold of its border, must take hold of medicine, must take hold of Big Pharma, get Big Pharma out of the system. Otherwise, Texas goes down with the blue states. That's my opinion.
I agree, and I want to say something about Greg Abbott. I don't want to attack Abbott just to attack him. He did a bad thing last year with the lockdowns and all that. I want to believe in him. I want to think he's good. I want to believe in DeSantis. But he keeps putting out video of armored vehicles and Humvees and DHS vehicles and you know, Texas State Police down there. But when they grab the illegals coming across, they give them to the feds who release them. So it's all show. It's show. We're talking about when we come back in 60 seconds with Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. And folks, I agree with this analysis. We're in deep trouble. I mean, wow, this is historic.
By now you've heard me talk about the BioPros and how they're creating amazing products. They've done it again and have just released an entire suite of bioremediation products, bringing industrial-level technology to the everyday consumer. They're literally changing the industry with a revolutionary patented delivery system. The BioPros are excited to release BioDrain Pro, a product specifically designed to establish healthy drains, pipes, and overall plumbing systems. BioDrain Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. It contains no chemicals, no GMOs, and is safe for black, gray holding tanks, sewer hoses, and plumbing. It is also human and animal safe. Get up to 20 treatments with the scoop for easy applications. Say goodbye to drain problems, gas buildup, and odor. Guaranteed. Just pour and add water. It's that simple. Visit thebiopros.com and see for yourself.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to explain something that's very elementary. I know our general audience gets this. That's why you tune in. You're already informed. You just want to get more info and share info and are concerned. But remember what happened last year all over the world. They had to dump millions of gallons per country or even per region of cow's milk. People said, why don't they give that to the poor? Well, the stores are closed. People can't get it. They can't refrigerate it. So the cows keep producing it. So you've got to get it and then dump it. They tried to give away as much as they could. There's not an infrastructure. Okay. And so we've got all that happening. We've got our borders collapsing. And now all over the world, they're having to cull animals because there's not enough feed to feed them. And then the workers aren't coming to work on British and German and French farms because they're paid not to work. And Klaus Schwab admitted a year and a half ago, he said, we're going to have ongoing lockdowns, rolling lockdowns that will create a collapse in this unsustainable economy. But it is sustainable. He collapsed it. And then when it collapses, we'll bring in the new global system and the new guaranteed social credit score and guaranteed income. This is the corporate takeover. They've got endless cash, endless made-up currency. They've got to kill our real economy to make us come hat in hand to be slaves, posing it as saviors. So even as Boris Johnson comes out yesterday and gives a statement, farmers are announcing they're going to have to cull millions of sheep and cows. Here's another one. We have aerial footage shows long lines for fuel in dirt in the UK trying to get fuel. So these are the shortages that are being caused. Here's Boris Johnson. All this is already happening here. Here is the traitor-in-chief that poses a patriot who's a horrible globalist. Here he is.
Is Rishi Sunak right in saying that these problems, these delays, could go on until Christmas, or is he wrong?
I think what you'll see is...
Just right or wrong?
Is, I think Rishi is right in very
big right, so he's right. Says,
but,
okay.
But what you're seeing is that depends how you interpret what he's saying, Andrew.
Christmas.
Well, what you're certainly seeing is the stresses and strains caused in a UK economy that is now the fastest growing in the G7. When people voted for change in 2016, and when people
okay, so that's basically the BS there. So let's expand on this. Klaus Schwab, the UN, all of them said, we want to end the industrial society. We want to end plenty. You'll have nothing. You'll own nothing. They said all that. They fund Extinction Rebellion. They fund all the fake environmental groups. It's a power grab. They're eugenicists. They're depopulationists. And they said last year and this year in the London Guardian and the New York Times, oh, the COVID lockdown was great. It teaches us to live locked down. It teaches us not to have anything. It was so good for the earth. And now we're going to get rid of meat. You're not going to have meat anymore because they're going to kill it all. I mean, this is really happening, Mike Adams. Lay out what's really going on and how we stop it.
So part of the structure of a globalist society in the long supply lines is that it prevents or it presents opportunities for single source restrictions that have a domino effect throughout the supply line. So you're talking about energy in Europe. So natural gas shortages end up resulting in a shortage of fertilizer production. And because there are not fertilizer plants producing fertilizer for agricultural use, their byproduct is carbon dioxide, which is used to kill the animals for slaughter. So then you don't have enough CO2 to slaughter the animals. So then the animals end up getting killed on the farms, but then just left to be picked by the birds, essentially. I mean, there's going to be a culling of these animals. They're going to be, I don't know, shot or bulldozed, or, I mean, probably some horrific death of all these animals rather than the normal way they're slaughtered with CO2. So the ripple effect then leads to humans starving and having reduced food supplies, and then food inflation resulting from that as well. So think about this. I mean, Alex, this is why when America rebuilds from this, because we will rebuild, we must have local redundant suppliers for rare earth metals, for energy, for manufacturing, for steel production, all of these things. I mean, Trump was right all along. Nationalism is the answer. We have to have local national production. Even if it costs more money, you have the redundancy. And redundancy is what we do not have in the world right now. And that's why there are hundreds of ships parked outside the ports on both the West Coast and the East Coast, with the globalists locking down the ports on purpose to cause these restrictions. I mean, look, Alex, this is the naval blockade that America did to Japan in World War II to block fossil fuels from being shipped into Japan.
And Mike, I want to back you up. You got to come back on this week if you can do it during the weekday. You predicted it. We said it all a year and a half ago. I predicted it because the UN said this is their plan. The workers leave because if one person gets COVID, everything shuts down, the supply chains, the factories, the truckers, the schools. But then meanwhile, China's never closed. It was all bull. We are shutting down. This is an economic consolidation. This is the end of the industrial world that the UN said they would do at the Rio de Janeiro meeting in 1992. That's Agenda 21 that they launch in 2021, they said. And now by Agenda 2030, they intend to depopulate the earth 90% in the next 9 years. This is real. We keep telling people they're not playing games, Mike Adams.
And remember what happened in Texas this February with the cold snap and the power plants shutting down. Well, news broke this morning, Alex, that in Germany, a major coal-fired power plant has shut down because they can't get coal supplies. So again, single-source restrictions. When they start restricting coal supplies, even to power plants in the United States, you're going to get regional power outages. And then that has a tipping point. There's a certain point where society, if enough things are disrupted simultaneously,
it's dominoes.
It cannot recovery. There's no recovery.
Exactly. And Mike, again, we've been screaming this. We are explaining what just-on-time delivery and globalization is the opposite of sustainability. We are like a heroin addict totally strung out. And now the dominoes are already falling. People, you know, the dominoes are already falling fast. We're deep into this now. We're deep into the antibody crisis, the poisoning of the shots. I mean, people better get right with God right now, Mike.
And the government and the media, which set this whole thing up, I mean, the Biden regime, they're telling people, you know, don't store food, don't get ivermectin, don't be ready, you know, don't have extra cash, and certainly don't buy gold or silver or anything like that, right? So this is all the wrong advice. You're going to need food to make it through the dark winter, and it's not just the winter. It's going to be a dark couple of years, frankly, of what's coming. The supply lines of the collapse of 2020, when you couldn't get toilet paper and things, that's nothing. That's a warm-up round compared to what's coming. And the freeze in Texas and other states earlier this year, that's the warm-up round. Alex, it's going to get so bad. I mean, I'm dedicated to staying on air as you are as long as possible. And frankly, the reason they're coming after InfoWars with the judgment that, you know,
the witch trials. You don't even get a jury. The reason they're doing that is because I think they know there's going to be a secession or nullification. We're going to have the Republic of Texas, and InfoWars is going to be the news hub for the new free Texas, which is why you need to survive. That's my take.
Well, I mean, for those that don't know, all we gave them every document, everything they ever asked for, more than anybody ever did. They removed one judge, put a new one in, and she said, first real hearing, I'm defaulting you. You never gave us one document. And then they lie all over the news. It's stunning to me that it just shows you, though, it's a symptom of this country being on its deathbed, Mike.
Yeah, they're trying to take you down by any means, and they've thrown out the rule of law. But in doing so, as I think your attorneys have said, and Barnes as well, when they throw out the rule of law, they throw out the very pillars of sustainable society. We are now going to witness this collapse. It has begun, and it is, I think, unstoppable. Now we have to ride it out and prepare to rebuild.
That's right. Imagine what the average leftist, who's all about not being ready and being totally dependent, what are all of the leftist pedophiles and drug addicts going to do when everything collapses?
Well, they're going to try to kill others to get the drugs and food that they want. But they have very little discipline and training, and most of them will be killed themselves. And that's it. Most of them are going to die.
My instincts, not just my intellect, but my instincts have, like, I have 10 times the energy I ever had. I feel like I'm 18. I can't stop working because I know this is going down. Can you feel it too, Mike? I mean, I just, it's incredible.
I've been getting ready for this, you know, for many, many years. And I'm not surprised that it's happening. I'm surprised how many people aren't yet awake. It's so obvious at this point.
Well, it's happening now. It's not just obvious. You're right. It's happening. The collapse is now happening, orchestrated by Klaus Schwab. God help us. Thank you, Mike Adams. Amazing information.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing? When it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN, they have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real. A month ago, we sold out of our first shipment in only 3 days. It is Brainforce Ultra, the cleanest, purest energy you're going to find anywhere. And now we got a big shipment in, and I'm offering it at 50% off yet again. You need to experience this for yourself, and I know you're going to be hooked. It's got guarana seed, alpha GPC, green coffee bean, alethra root, uramate leaf, green tea leaves, ginkgo leaf, ashwagandha root, and more. Experience the power of Brainforce Ultra at 50% off. It comes in a liquid with a dropper, take it under the tongue, and it hits me faster than any other natural energy product I've ever tried. Get yours today at 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And I love taking Brainforce Ultra along with Ultra 12, B12, and Winter Sun Vitamin D3, which is key for your immune system, your body, your libido, everything. When you take these products together in synergy, it is a game changer. So take up the Brainforce Ultra Challenge today at InfoWarsStore.com.
So the placebo that they have used, that the FDA has allowed them to use, has often been another vaccine. A vaccine with a known adverse reaction profile that's causing death and damage in its own right. That it's the aluminum as an adjuvant in the vaccine, a known neurotoxin, a known immunotoxin, a known poison in human beings that is in the supposedly inert placebo. Totally inappropriate. This is not good science. It is not science at all. It is an effort to cover up the true adverse reaction rates to these vaccines so that they can get through the low barrier of constraints put there by the FDA and onto the market. That is the only concern.
Dr. Wakefield is just one of many informed voices in the film COVIDland. Secure your copy of COVIDland today at COVIDland.com. And if you order by October 6, you get a free copy of the film, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, absolutely free. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very important special report we're going to air at the start of the next segment. And then he's got so much to cover tonight in Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. I've asked Harrison Smith, who's going to be hosting those weekday mornings at 8 a.m. American Journal here on the InfoWars Network. He's going to come in and finish the last segment and a half to tell you what's coming up, hit some other news he's got, and then he'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., I'll be back at 11 a.m. and Owen Schroyer will be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central. And remember, the globalists are working around the clock to try to take us off the air before I hit this final news and information I'm going to hit in these very, very serious times. I would just tell listeners, I told you, you can go back. You heard it 100 times. 20 months ago, I said it's going to collapse the third world. We're going to be flooded with migrants and basically invaders from the globalist collapse from all over the world. The UN's going to organize them, bring them in to collapse the economy. Tens of millions extra will starve to death. That's now happened. That's mass murder, not caused by COVID, caused by the lockdowns. Much of Latin America and Africa is still under lockdowns because the UN controls them through the IMF and World Bank and tell them to do that, to make their people flood up here. You're going to have food prices explode. There's global devaluation happening. We told you you'll start seeing power supply outages. And it's all happening because Klaus Schwab wrote books saying it. I've read four of his damn books. He's the former head of the Bilderberg Group. This is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, I want to stay on air as long as possible. And I sell things that I believe in and I think you need. So I sell a lot of great supplements. I sell a lot of great things that are good for your immune system. I sell things that fund our operation, books and films and T-shirts and highest quality water filtration, air filtration at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. I mean, Alexa Pure Breeze and Alexa Pure Pro water filters and air filters are highest rated out of dozens of top brands out there. There's hundreds of brands total. But there, people go, wow, this is actually half the price of stuff at Walmart, you know, water filters, and it's the highest rated. How is that? Because we're not ripping you off. I would get ready. I would get prepared. And, yes, preparewithalex.com takes you right to the subpage on InfoWarsStore.com. That's the full catalog of the great patriots. At My Patriot Supply, they're in our back end. They take the orders daily, and then that also helps fund our operation. The highest quality storable food for the lowest price you're going to find. Can you pay 3-4 times more and get more gourmet that tastes better? Yeah. But for food that's good and nutritious and quality, and a lot of it tastes excellent, most of it tastes, you know, really good. Some taste okay, but that's just dishes I don't like. You're not going to find anything near it for this price. This is what I have for my family. It's what I've bought for friends and others. It's what we got stockpiled here at the office because I know how serious the world is. We finally got big generators, expensive, hooked into everything in our own systems. I mean, we've done a lot of stuff. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to tell you everything we've done to keep communications up, and been very expensive because We need to be on air when they take everything down. And if that means, I mean, the enemy already knows what we got, but if that means radio and satellite relays, if that means our own power supplies, if that means our own microwave relays, I mean, you name it, we got it. Looks like the rebel base here, folks. And the Imperial Walkers are marching towards us. And that means they're coming at you, too. So people ask, how are you taking all this? Man, I mean, I know what's going down. I'm ready for it. I've been understanding this. So who knows? It could be your last chance any day to get Ultra 12 or to get down and out sleep support or to get Endgame or the new film COVID Land or to get an InfoWars t-shirt. I mean, until we turn this around and arrest the globalists, because they're not going to stop till we arrest them. And our own leaders don't even know what's going on, pretty much. They're starting to figure it out. So this is such a dangerous time. It's so important we stay on air. It's so important we come together and realize what's happening. So get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Down and out's a great sleep aid with a whole bunch of different known herbs and compounds to give you deep, restful sleep. And that's really important for your immune system as well, to get deep, restful sleep. Research, lack of sleep or lack of deep sleep and bad immune system, it's well known. So that's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it makes this whole broadcast possible. So I just trust everything to God now, but the collapse has begun. All right. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm going to go to break, come back with a special report, but let me hit these. And tomorrow I'm going to air some clips out of this. Black woman masquerading as KKK Klan member terrorized neighbors faces charges. For months or the last year, someone would put KKK signs on and dress as a KKK person and run around the night. And finally, people recognized her handwriting versus notes they'd gotten before from her. And the police got a search warrant and went in, and she was the one doing it, and it was all in her house. Just another example of how you're not supposed to question all these events that happen, mass shootings, you name it. And then, of course, Jussie Smollett, you name it. You know, WMDs in Iraq, you name it. Gulf of Tonkin, you name it. Operation Northwoods, you name it. But here's another example of that. That's from Newsweek. There's one from the Daily Mail. Here's another one. Baby in Roe v. Wade case was never aborted and just came out publicly. So has her mother. No one raped her. It was all made up. It was all a giant lie, and she's alive. All a giant false flag to then kill 65 million babies, at least, in America. And it pleases Hillary Clinton, that demonic witch, so much. But here's the facts. You can say kill babies, they don't have rights. Okay. How about all the adults dying from the vaccines and the Pentagon confirming that their immune systems are disappearing until they get hit by another outside virus, and then they get the syndrome that kills them? That report's on InfoWars.com. We spent the whole first hour and a half or hour and 15 minutes breaking that down. And then there's this. I've got to get to this tomorrow. There'll be so much news by then, I probably won't. There's articles on InfoWars.com about it. There's articles on Gateway Pundit about it. It's so incredible. Biden went to a baseball game and got booed. And they said, F Joe Biden, like to do everywhere. And so the White House re-released the video with a dub tape saying, we love Joe Biden, and said it was real. And then released a bunch of other crap. I mean, folks. And it gets worse. At NASCAR, they were saying, F Joe Biden. And so the commentator changed it to the winner and said, oh, they're saying they love you. They're saying your name while they chant. I'm not going to play it here because we cut out the F, and it just makes no sense. But you can see the videos online for yourself. And we're not ABC News or CNN. We're not allowed to play cuss words here. We don't want to either, but we're nationalists. We're Christians. We're patriots. We're conservatives. If we do, we get FCC fines. Only Democrats are allowed to cuss on radio and TV. And so that means we can't even show you what's happening out there, but it's on InfoWars.com. But just think about that. He's at the big professional baseball game, and they're saying F him till he has to leave, and they just dub over as if everyone didn't already know that that happened. They don't care. Everyone knows it was all over TV. Millions saw it. Then they put out a fake tape that he was being cheered. They just aren't giving up. They aren't going away. I've got an article right here I didn't have time to get to. I'll play it tomorrow. Where the head congressional individual over the spending package says, we can, quote, spend whatever amount of money we want. We're invincible. He actually said, we can spend unlimited amounts is the quote. Unlimited amounts is the quote. Yeah, and then it devalues everything. But see, they get the money first while it has value. They buy up real companies and infrastructure and farms and ranches and weapons and media. And then we all get handed the debt and the inflation and the hell. And then they say it's white men that are the problem. when it's just globalists screwing us all. It's totally wild. I mean, you're seeing modern war. The collapse has already begun. It's accelerating. You're in World War III. You're being hit with bioweapons in the vaccines. And then they blame those of us that are smart and don't take it as the ones that did it. And I told you a year and a half ago that would happen. And now it happened. We know what we're talking about. Please warn everyone. There isn't much time left. They've already injected half the public. They're already dying.
My business model is very, very simple. I want to bring you products that work really, really well at affordable prices that are competitive so that you'll shop with us. And so we form a relationship so we're able to stay on air and fight the globalist and have good products that make us healthy, make us wiser, that boost our immune system. And that's what we've done. Now, one area of the immune system we don't talk enough about is deep, restful sleep. You can look it up for yourself. The effects of deep, restful sleep on health and the immune system. And so with everything we're doing out there to boost our immune system with vitamin D and zinc and all of it, that's great. But deep, restful sleep is just as important, maybe more important. So InfoWarsStore.com now can announce 50% off on our best-selling product, Down and Out, that just came back in after 4 months being sold out. It's 50% off. It's super strong, so be careful with it. If you want deep, restful sleep, this will do it. Everybody loves it. 5 stars. InfoWarsStore.com. Down and Out. Now back in stock. 50% off.
The puppet leaders of nations across the planet are declaring their allegiance to the New World Order. And Democrat politicians have been announcing it here as well. That means allegiance to a tyrannical world corporate government established by the Rockefellers through the UN. And they want inside your bodies to put in you what they want, when they want, and to have the global digital tracking COVID passes or vaccine passes to form the backbone of their new world ID. And now their puppet Biden has announced the forced inoculation of 100 million Americans to keep their jobs in total violation of the Nuremberg Code. This is criminal. And he's lying, saying it's an approved vaccine when they did not approve it. They say that's a 2025 maybe. They just expanded the emergency authorization. That's why the two top scientists quit a week and a half ago. Well, you live to see it. Absolute New World Order world government. If you submit, they will totally enslave you.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So if you understand that this is not FDA approved, it's totally experimental, it's never been given to human beings before, some of the ingredients inside of these shots have never been injected in human beings before, there are no long-term studies, we don't know what's going to happen inside your body somewhere 4 to 6 weeks after your second injection, or 4 to 6 months, or even 2 years. We have no idea whether it's going to cause infertility, whether it's going to cause cancer, how bad your autoimmune disease is going to be.
My conclusion, after looking at this for a long time and listening to the arguments for these masks, I've determined that if you're a medical doctor or a scientist that's spouting using these masks, you're either being played or you're being paid.
Secure your copy of COVIDland today at COVIDland.com. And if you order by October 6th, you get a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Add to that list the vaccination for COVID-19.
California Governor Newsom has done the unthinkable, ignoring the research.
Most, if not all, of the studies show robust immunity from getting the disease naturally. The CDC says if you've had measles and have immunity, you don't have to be vaccinated. The same was true of smallpox. You're selectively doing this because you want us to submit to your will. You have no scientific background, no scientific degrees. I can't go to my doctor and ask my doctor's opinion. I mean, this is incredibly arrogant, combined with this authoritarian nature that you think, well, we'll just tell all of America to do what I say, and they better, or we'll fine them, or put them in jail, or not let them go to school, or not let them travel.
Ignoring the deaths.
The CDC finding 16 to 24-year-olds who received the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine have experienced higher than normal cases of myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle.
Inflammation in teens explodes across the U.S., after FDA approves injections. Here's an article out of the UK, out of the Sun. Side effect, teenage boys are 14 times more likely to suffer heart complications from Pfizer jab, study finds.
My son, he received the vaccine, and he died a few days later. The only explanation that was given to me was an enlarged heart.
I am in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine.
Karen Kingston joined us. She worked for Pfizer years ago. She's a biotech analyst. And she said, if kids become injected, she just doesn't know how they will survive. Do you agree with that sentiment?
100%. I agreed with it before, and I agreed with it after. Now, on Tuesday, I went for a meeting in London, in Westminster, in Birdcage Walk, and we sat with a very eminent member of Parliament who's very influential. I was surrounded by a plethora of the brightest scientific and legal minds in the world, and they basically said that they foresee in October, November and December a terrible death rate globally, exclusively in the vaccinated. Children that are injected will die. One of the main causes of this will be inflammation of the heart, and that's been well documented but totally ignored constantly. That those deaths will be labeled swiftly as a new virulent strain of COVID, and they've been very clear on doing that, haven't they? Every few weeks you get a new strain, and there's a new variant, and this variant will be the one that is said to do the most damage. Now, that there will be civil unrest as people slowly come to terms with the fact they've been lied to. And nobody loves anything more in their life than their kids, do they? Let's be honest.
Ignoring the doctors and parents that will rise up like a firestorm in the next few days, weeks, and months.
We're just not going to follow in line with just a mandate. We want to go through a process. And we want to be in the driver's seat on the decisions for our children.
Newsom has mandated that public school children, kindergarten through 12th grade, must receive the ineffective and dangerous COVID vaccine.
Once the FDA approves the vaccination in different cohorts, starting with 12 and above, grades 7 to 12, we will begin to apply that requirement in the next term, either January 1st, or July 1st, whichever comes sooner.
Newsom has set in motion a decree that will make disgraced Governor Cuomo's nursing home massacre look like a blip on the radar.
Agnes Menesal died at age 93 in an Albany hospital just a couple days after her nursing home sent her there. Her son, a registered Democrat, same party as Cuomo, says this isn't about politics.
I think there was an intentional cover-up because of the numbers. You know, he's bragging about the numbers in nursing homes, and, you know, and he wanted to lower the numbers. And I know what he's playing with here, and it's just not right. I want the truth. I want justice.
Affecting 6.7 million children, currently 7th to 12th graders will have until next summer to get their vaccinations, while kindergartners through 6th graders are merely waiting on Fauci to get the approval for that age group.
We're talking at a matter of weeks, possibly by the end of the month, beginning of next month, because I know the FDA really wants to do it correctly, but they want to do it quickly.
Many states will follow Newsom's moronic lead, as they did when he began the first stay-at-home orders.
And there's a recognition of our interdependence that requires of this moment that we direct a statewide order for people to stay at home.
Leading America into tyranny and doom. John Baum reporting.
The latest by John Baum. You can find it now at band.video and infowars.com. I suggest you go and share it. Click the share button. It'll give you a disguised URL, which means you can publish it on big tech despite their ongoing and indeed increasing censorship campaigns. Band.video. Then just hit the share button. And welcome back. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm sitting in here for Alex Jones. I'll be here well into the evening, but we have some very special videos to show you, some exclusive interviews to get to. And, of course, Alex didn't get to it, but I will be showing this video and covering this story that, again, it's just they just keep pushing, and they just keep pushing, and they just keep pushing. And at a certain point, it seems like it's parody, but it's not, because it's really not funny. It's your future they're talking about. Of course, I'm talking about the House Budget Committee chairman saying the federal government can afford anything, anything at all. He's like, you fools that think we're bounded by logic and common sense. No, we can do whatever we want because we have the guns and the power to do it. Really incredible stuff. A lot of incredible stuff to talk about. And I'm going to try to do a week in review. And I say I'm going to try to do a week in review because if you ever watch American Journal, the show that I host in the morning, I always do a daily dispatch. And I always talk about how I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible. But with just the sheer volume of news we deal with on a daily basis, it always stretches to like two or three segments, and that's just for a single day. So I thought I'd go through and just grab the top stories that really, you know, illustrate where we are as a civilization and where this the information war stands, and five pages of links, like a link, like one line on a document, 5 pages of those for a single week. So will I be able to get to any of them or all of them? Stay tuned and find out, because really that's the best way to understand what's going on in this world, is not take things just one at a time where it's forgotten the very next day, but to look back and see the totality of what is occurring at this point in time and what has happened over the last week. And boy, oh boy, is it a cavalcade of absurdity. I think that's a good way to describe it. In fact, Alex was telling you about the black woman masquerading as a Ku Klux Klan member, terrorizing neighbors and facing charges. That was just one of 3 fake hate crime hoaxes that were either perpetrated or uncovered this week. 3 in a single week. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. You'd think there wouldn't have to be any hate hoaxes with the amount we hear about white supremacist terror, domestic terror on a daily basis, but seems like the demand for hate crimes outstrips the supply, so they're false flagging us into division, desperation, and chaos. We'll get to all of that and more. I do want to remind you, everything we do here is funded by InfoWarsStore.com. And this weekend, personally, was kind of a white-pilling weekend for me, an uplifting weekend for me. I was at a wedding yesterday evening, and, you know, they tell you where to sit, so we go find our name tags and sit down. And sitting right next to me is a young man, very respectable looking young man. He's reading a book titled The Pearl Harbor Conspiracy. And so of course my wife and I sort of laughed at that, and his parents were like, oh yeah, he's really into that sort of stuff. And I'm like, it's fine. We're going to have a very good conversation for this wedding. And then his mom's like, yeah, you know, I kind of get embarrassed because he's always going around telling people, like total strangers. He'll just go up to him and tell him like the government's trying to control you and they're out to destroy you. And I'm like, this kid's going places. This is the future. So don't lose hope, folks. Don't think it's all hopeless. The young are waking up, and the more the globalists push, the more the pushback happens, and the more the young people are opening up their eyes and really pushing back against this. That's just one of a couple stories that I have that shows the InfoWars progressing rather well despite everything that they throw at us. More of that on the other side. Stay with us.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees, because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVID Land and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
By now you've heard me talk about the BioPros and how they're creating amazing products. They've done it again and have just released an entire suite of bioremediation products, bringing industrial-level technology to the everyday consumer. They're literally changing the industry with a revolutionary patented delivery system. The BioPros are excited to release BioDrain Pro, a product specifically designed to establish healthy drains, pipes, and overall plumbing systems. BioDrain Pro digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter with ease. It contains no chemicals, no GMOs, and is safe for black, gray holding tanks, sewer hoses, and plumbing. It is also human and animal safe. Get up to 20 treatments with the scoop for easy applications. Say goodbye to drain problems, gas buildup, and odor. Guaranteed. Just pour and add water. It's that simple. Visit thebiopros.com and see for yourself.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula, Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday Night Live, my name's Harrison Smith. I'm the morning host here at InfoWars, and I ask you to start your morning with InfoWars, American Journal, every day, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. InfoWars.com, of course, is where you go to stream that, and I hope you tune in. I'm going to do a little weekend review starting at 6 p.m., but for now we have a lot of other stories to talk about. And interestingly, you know, in my weekend review, I have an image or a screenshot of a headline, but I wanted to go find the link. And of course, this is one of the three hate crime hoaxes that were uncovered this weekend. This in particular one, I was looking for a article called from the College Fix called "Black Man Arrested for Inward Graffiti Swastikas at Emory University." This, of course, just one of the three, and I couldn't find it on Google. Just wouldn't come up. I had to type the entire headline plus the name of the article all into Google, and then hit the news tab for it to bring it up for me. You just got to wonder, how smart are these algorithms, or are people going in and on an individual basis deleting these types of articles? It's just amazing. And you would think that if in a perfect world, in a world full of people with intelligence and can think for themselves and can just see for themselves what's going on, InfoWars wouldn't have to be here. We wouldn't be necessary, because everything that these people are engaged in, the globalists, the Bilderberg group, the Davos group, World Economic Forum, it's so obvious. I mean, it's in your face. We shouldn't have to get up here and tell you about it. But my God, is this necessary? It's like the most important thing we could possibly be doing right now, because I don't know, people just don't seem to get it. They just don't seem to be able to like figure this stuff out for themselves. And so, of course, we know that the globalists are, you know, their machinations and their plans and their schemes are on a level that they've never reached before. And everything from just the sheer force by which they're trying to put these things in place to just the breadth and scale of everything that they're trying to bring about all at once, from the border to the vaccine mandates, all that sort of stuff. It's, I mean, this is it, right? They're putting everything on the table. They're all in. And that's certainly a source of anxiety and aggravation for people here who don't want to be slaves of Klaus Schwab. But on the other hand, it's worth it to stop for a moment and think about how far the info war has come. Think about the fact that now millions of people on Twitter talk about this stuff every single day. It used to be 10 years ago, if you wanted to talk about the Bilderberg group or Davos or this sort of stuff, you had to go to some forum somewhere, you know, with like a dozen people all sort of talking about this stuff. And, you know, none of it was widespread or talked about a lot. Like, it was in the dark, deep, dark corners of the, you know, not respectable internet. It was over there. Of course, they'd love to return to that. But how different is it now that you can make a tweet talking about Bilderberg or Davos, 10,000 likes, right? It gets shared over and over again. It's amazing how far the info war has come. And it's really impressive. And of course, then I get into the what ifs. That's like, man, what if Alex Jones got like the Dr. Fauci treatment in like 2001? What if instead of in 2001, you know, everybody denigrating and telling Alex Jones he was a crazy conspiracy theorist for thinking that the Patriot Act would impinge on our liberties. What if instead he was like put on Oprah and then like interviewed him on CNN and actually gave credence and consideration to the things that he was saying? And what if this awakening had started 20 years ago? What if we avoided going into war in Afghanistan and Iraq? What if we avoided all of these civil liberties that we've lost because of the Patriot Act? What if, right? We'd be a very different world today. And I think that's a world that we can look forward to, because I really do think that InfoWars is making a massive difference, waking just an infinite number of people up. It's really incredible to see. And every day we're making major strides, which is why they're attacking us so much. And so I guess all this is to say, we wouldn't be here without you. And of course, as much as InfoWars does, we'd be shouting to the trees if it weren't for the audience out there helping to share this message, spread this message, spread the links. And of course, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have no other support other than you. So thank you so much sincerely for supporting us and getting this word out here and helping to actually make a major change, a shift in the course of humanity itself by waking up to the machinations of the globalists and actually standing up and resisting it. Very, very honored to be a part of this, and very thankful to everybody who goes to InfoWars Store and allows us to carry out this literal information war that we are now engaged in. I want to go to this video that Alex talked about a little bit earlier. The article from Gateway Pundit says, House Budget Committee Chairman says federal government can afford anything at all. I haven't seen this yet, so all comments on the other side. Let's now go to this video of John Yarmuth, the House Budget Committee Chairman, lying to you about what the federal government can afford.
I read Joe Manchin's statement. I've listened to him. He has no understanding of how the federal government monetary system works. When he compared it yesterday to his household income, that has no relevance to what we can do. It's not a question of what we can afford. The federal government can afford anything that it feels it needs to do. And right now, that's what we ought to be focused on. So,
you can see even the CNN reporter
kind of
looked up at that.
I took in the budget committee. That's the position I will take going forward.
Yeah. Frankly, I think it's respectable of the man to wear the grade he got in civics on the front of his jacket. I think that's a respectable thing. You want to see the letter grade that he earned there on the lapel in civics class or perhaps economics. Here's the dirty little truth that everybody knows. The federal government has no money at all. Federal government doesn't have a dime. The only money that the federal government actually makes for itself, the money it generates, is when it sells missiles to Iran or drugs to the inner city. That's how the government makes money. If it's deep state operatives, creating a slush fund to carry out their black ops in third world countries, that's their money. They've earned that, I think. Everything else, it's not their money. It's a credit card with your child's name on it. It's a credit card with your grandchildren's name on it. They don't own anything. They don't have anything except for what they can squeeze from you. And that seems like their primary or perhaps exclusive concern at this point as we continue on to hear all these discussions about the $3.5 trillion bill. Oh, I'm sorry, the $0 bill if you listen to the Democrats. It's absurd, but there's always this, the government's going to run out of money. The government has no money. It has your money. It has what it can squeeze from you. So just amazing they would say that. And of course, it reflects the attitude that they all have. We can do whatever we want. We can demand whatever we desire, and we can steal it from whoever we want because we're the federal government, after all. It's amazing this mindset that they have. So many statements these days are just baffling. I mean, you saw in that video, even the CNN reporter, when he's like, money's not an issue. Federal government can afford anything we want. She's like, okay. Like, she's not going to say anything. Obviously, it's CNN. They believe that, but it's like, wow, that's just on its face an insane thing to say, an insane thing to think. But, that's what they believe, and, they're convincing, you of it too, I guess. And it's amazing. I saw a statement from Bernie Sanders. So obviously, I don't think I need to tell you folks, this is socialism. This is communism. This is what they're setting up, and it's what we can expect. And he says, you know, it's a shame that two senators can stand in the way when there are 48 senators who want this. Completely disregarding 50% of the Senate, right? Completely disregarding the 50 people that are Republicans that are against this. So this is the mindset of these people, right? This is the mindset of the Democratic Socialists. It's like, well, socialism's fine as long as the majority is for it. As long as 50% or more people agree with this, then it's the right thing to do because that's the majority. And if they want socialism, then that's what they're going to get. That's Democratic Socialism. Except 52% of the representatives don't want it and 48% do. So that means we're not going to have it, right? Because that's what democratic socialism is all about. It's whatever the majority wants. Well, in this case, the majority doesn't want your endless debt and your giveaways to foreign countries and your giveaways to everybody else in this country. Two senators cannot be allowed to defeat what 48 senators and 200 House members want. Like, it's just a glimpse into their mindset, isn't it? You don't exist. Your representatives do not exist. It's just amazing. 52%. Don't want this. So under your own, I'm not going to call them a hypocrite because, why would I? They don't care. They really don't care. They're not even hypocrites. They're just power hungry psychopaths. And that's what we're doing here. There's so much, even just today, like forget this last week, just today, J&J vaccine could be linked to another clotting condition, according to the EU. Rare blood clotting in deep veins. Oh my God, are we almost out of time on this segment? Hey, time flies when you're having fun. I'll be here on the other side of this commercial break to break down the whole week of absurd insanity, of cacophonous madness that we experience when we read the headlines here. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Please do support us. You know we're under attack. You know they want us gone. Just don't let them win. Just don't let them win. Or you know what? If you want the globalists to win, don't go to InfoWars Store. But please, for the love of God and humanity, please.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.